Module 26, Fear. 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 1 John, chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. Theodore Roosevelt. Far better it is to dare mighty things, to win glorious triumphs, even though checkered by failure, than to take rank with those poor spirits who neither enjoy much nor suffer much because they live in the grey twilight that knows neither victory nor defeat. To shift our negative thoughts, we need to shift our feelings, as when our feelings shift, the consciousness of our thoughts shift. For example, if you think positive, you will feel positive and attract further positive thoughts, which in turn attracts further positive events. We must go beyond the boundaries that we have created with our fears. While with faith all things work together for good, with fears we attract the things that we fear most, for lessons of learning, growth, and sometimes an outright harsh karmic consequence. Fear is the opposite of love. It is the negative aspect of us. In life, we may either react with love or we may react with fear, leading to difficult states of mind. Love is when we are being creative, compassionate, and using positivity to resolve situations. When not acting from the heart center or love, we may begin with actions based on our fears. These may breed rage, jealousy, resentfulness, and other relationship-destroying behaviors. These non-love-based reactions create negative karma. They sow seeds of decay in our life. On the other hand, when we act out of love, with love, we create situations whereby our life will flourish to the highest potential of each moment. Other than rational fears based upon remaining safe, the only exception to this rule of love versus fear is a healthy fear of God and our positive role models, as well as a healthy fear of our negative actions. In this context, it is our love for God that merges with a healthy fear of consequence, thereby facilitating our positive steps forward. God is a loving God and often lets the negative habits we have and the consequential negative seeds that we've planted come upon us gently as reminders to get back on the pathway of love, light, peace, and positivity. If we receive a little tap on the shoulder in the form of a negative event, it is up to us to look into the basis of this event happening to us. Although this may be complicated, it is generally simple to see where we are planting seeds of negativity. If we do not learn the lessons that are being sent to us, they will be repeated over and over again until such time that we decide to change our habits, actions, thoughts, and words. If we feel separated from God, this is because we need to go through the experience to achieve growth. God often intervenes with miracles just when we feel that there is no hope left whatsoever. Meditation is an essential tool for investigating these lessons, the parts of us that we need to change. A loving partner, or even a nasty enemy, helps us to see our habits which require change, as they reflect back upon us our inner conflict, negativity, and need for change. See the module, The Perfect Mirror. The consequence of things we fear is that we attract these things to happen. By fearing something, we plant a small negative seed that will grow and manifest in our lives. When we learn to have undivided faith and hand over our fears to God, the things we fear change our lives with positive growth. On the other hand, when we choose to consciously walk a negative path, focused on our fears, destruction comes our way. When we think of something, we raise the fear and then dwell on it. We're feeding that fear and consequently watering and fertilizing the negative seeds we have planted about such fear. Therefore, the fear grows. If we face our fears head on, only then will we see the power of the love, light, and peace of God, as the fear is generally much less than we create in our minds when we walk headlong into it with faith. How many times have we sat there and contemplated some event or person, dreaming up all sorts of horrible possibilities as to how things will turn out? Then when the event, place or person comes along, we find that it all goes well. First, these types of fearful thoughts are on some level a prayer. See the module prayer field. And disrespectful to God. It goes against having faith that our Almighty Creator will only ever give us what we need for growth, what we need for our highest good, and it goes against the universal law that God never gives us anything that we cannot handle. And ultimately, the fear is negative, thus negative karma. The second aspect of our fear is the fact that we have wasted an enormous amount of energy worrying about something that often turns out fine. This energy has planted negative seeds rather than positive. This energy could have been put to better, more positive and constructive pursuits. If we focus our attention on believing that others are on a path to fail, then this is likely to be the outcome. Our effect on others must not be underestimated. Our thoughts are prayers that will come to fruition in some form. A teacher who constantly puts their students down and implants visions of their future failure will have a manifestly negative influence. Conversely, a teacher who nurtures, encourages, and speaks in positive, hopeful tones will bring out the best in his or her students. While one walks the path of purifying and cleansing the karma of our past, it is wise to sit quietly and contemplate the power of manifestation of new karma via the medium of our fears. What we fear, we ultimately attract. It is up to us to think carefully about manifesting a positive destiny. Think of the event, place, or person in question that you fear. Once this is in your mind, hand it over to God and say positive prayer and affirmations that the best possible situation, for the highest good of all parties, will come about. And then sit back and watch your karma, your faith, and God's miracles work a splendid action. I do not know how, where, when, or why, but God blesses all in my life to work together for my positive prosperity and my highest good.